Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Our final segment, an open segment here on the program as we've got about 9 minutes to go here on the show. Thanks to our guests, Melissa Kirkwood, Kristen Gugisberg, and Rachel Pate here this morning. Sunset Zoo, Special Olympics Kansas, the Polar Plunge is happening this Saturday. I'm joined by Nick McNamara here this morning. There's lots going on here. Before we get into what's on In Focus the rest of the weekend, what a great weekend it was here in Manhattan. The St. Patrick's Day festivities in Aggieville. I don't know if you got a chance, Nick, to go to the parade or not. I drove in it, which was a neat experience.
But... Now, I did not get a chance to go to the parade. I saw some of your photos, and I saw some of the festivities, and also your comments on Facebook as well. We're in the group chat where we were able to communicate some of that. I personally was asleep. After the early morning shift here on Saturday, I went to bed. I did go out before I went to sleep, though, to see how the road races were going. I was curious to see how that was all playing out. And also, I just wanted to see how it was organized and see how things were being handled in terms of traffic diversions and the like. And just that's always fascinating to see how you're able to shut down a whole district like that.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it might have been shut down, but the business was hopping on Saturday. You couldn't hardly get into any bars. You know, there was the parade at 1, and then as soon as the parade let up, a lot of folks wanted to go watch some college basketball. I think Kansas was playing at that time, which, you know, even though not a lot of Kansas fans, people watch basketball to watch basketball here in Manhattan. So,
and the proximity adds a little bit of interest to it, you know, like, and then I'm sure there's some people also just watching to see them lose maybe to a degree.
Exactly.
But I got over there. I got to see some folks out at Kites having fun. There was some line dancing I noticed. I don't know if you saw some of those videos, mm-hmm. but there were people doing line dancing. It was an interesting time. Some good stuff.
Yeah. Kudos to Stephen Schaefer and Troy Coverdale getting some good photos out there this past Saturday.
And I know we did have our former K-Man's Kathy Dawes as a participant in the road races as well.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. There's so many people when you're in the parade waving at you, yelling your name when they recognize your face. I saw Kathy out there in Aggieville, and I also saw Liz Nelson from the Riley County Senior Center, and I think I saw... Oh, who was the other one? I'm blanking here.
I know Commissioner Ushiretti was also involved in the road races or 10K. I'm not exactly sure what everyone did their particular route, but I know they were there because I saw her photo with Kathy.
Yeah, I saw Mark Hattisall out there, city commissioner. I think everybody from the city commission had to have been out there on Saturday.
And so. You mentioned this was your first time being involved in this parade.
Yeah, as far as driving in it, I've covered the parade in the past, but yeah, never driving through it.
And the kids were there too.
Kids were with me. Yep, we had a good time. I've always kind of floated the idea of, hey, do you want to be in the parade? And the kids think that's like the coolest thing. So yeah, they were all over that. Like, yes, we want to be in the parade. And so
were they tossing candy with you, or was it was that just a driver two seat or the front two seat type of activity?
Yeah, no, they were tossing candy. I found out later you're not necessarily supposed to toss candy.
Oof!
But
well, we learned a lesson.
Learned about that.
Well, you know, I guess sometimes the best way to learn is to do it the wrong way.
Yeah.
But next time you'll make sure not to do that.
Yeah. But it was fun. There were kids all over. So much green. I wish I could have taken a photo while I was driving in the parade just to show that perspective. But I was flabbergasted how many people there were on Morrow Street, especially right there by where Kites is at and Tokaloosa, that intersection. Holy cow. I mean, it was unbelievable. When I actually turned on to Morrow Street from 12th and made that turn, like, wow, there's a lot of people here. I know we've had crowds here since COVID's been happening and things have kind of let up a little bit, but that was probably one of the bigger crowds I've seen, especially in Aggieville, in a while.
Yeah, you know, Manhattan really does parades pretty well, I must say. Coming in 2017, I've noticed throughout the years, we really show up for those parades. We'll be out there in large numbers. I know that things got a little like decreased in attendance over COVID and various other things, but it's nice to see people out and about again, you know, going out to events, participating in things, and just being present in the community, you know, with how disjointed in a way things have been and people have become because of the pandemic. It's nice to have these types of events again and nice to be able to see people face to face and maybe just feel a little bit more comfortable too.
Yeah, and it certainly helps when you have good weather like we had Saturday. I can remember going to St. Patrick's Day parades in the past, and it's freezing cold. I remember when I was moving to Kansas a few years ago, we went to one in my hometown of Belton, Missouri, and froze out there. And their parade's nothing like what we have here in Manhattan. It's a dinky little parade, but...
And it was an active Saturday in addition to that as well. You know, I know we've seen some photos from Fort Riley of the airdrops that went on. I didn't really get to hear it. I saw the planes. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the drops. I saw them kind of flying off away from the mall down sort of like down towards Wamego Way a bit. But I didn't actually see the airdrop. You know, we have Paul Parker here. Big fan. He was really jazzed about some of that stuff.
Yeah, that was cool. I didn't know exactly what was going on until later when I saw it on social media, but saw the two planes and they were just kind of circling about. I'm like, what is that? That's got to be Fort Riley. I was like, there's no air show that I know of going on in Manhattan today, but
there was in the end. It turned out to be an air show of sorts.
Yeah, and that was, I guess, some folks from the Nebraska National Guard is what we found out. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, doing some of their annual training, I believe. That's what it ended up being. I was talking about that a little bit on Saturday as well, just to give folks who may be more in the Milford, Riley area. That was kind of the area being warned that you'd experience most of the noise, just due to the really big planes. You know, out here in Manhattan, I'm not sure they were quite so low to make as much of a racket, but hopefully the folks up there enjoyed the show and didn't really have too much of a negative impact from the noise. But it's always neat to see.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's pretty cool, and there's lots going on here yet. We're getting into the season, the busy season, I think, as far as community events on the weekends. Next Saturday, of course, is the Polar Plunge we talked about on In Focus today. There's a Optimist Spaghetti Feed next Saturday, and then from there, we just kind of keep going every weekend. For like the next month, there's activities going on. Expedition Asia is going to be opening up. Before we know it, it'll be graduation, so that's not too far away. I know there's...
And we have baseball pretty much constantly throughout, at least for numerous more weeks, numerous more months. I got to be honest, I don't know the schedule, how long they play.
Well, let's see. K-State baseball will play in May. Then the College World Series is always in June. So they got to do their tournaments and stuff in late May, early June. So
I just know in the immediate weeks, it's dotted with games.
Yep. And hopefully they'll continue to do well. The K-State women play later today at 3:00. So, rooting them on against NC State.
Coverage starts at 2:30, by the way.
That's right. And I was talking to Troy earlier. He's like, who do you think President Linton's rooting for today, NC State or K-State?
You know, I'm sure he feels conflicted. But as a guy who's been to numerous colleges and universities myself, you kind of learn to bandwagon as best as you can. you play up the primacy where you're at. I've been to now 3 different colleges, so it's always a bit of a question mark. What's my alma mater again? Who am I supporting? Luckily, they don't really play in much of the same leagues, and there's not really ever an opportunity for like Long Beach to play LA Pierce College or K-State to play Pierce College or anything like that, so I don't really have any conflicts in that regard.
That's good stuff.
I think Linton, though, I know what you said. I heard you talking with Troy. He's purpled up, though.
Oh, I'm
so,
sure.
So, you know, I'm sure he has a little bit of love still for North Carolina, but he's going Manhattan for now.
Yeah. One other note here as far as news is concerned this week. Coming up tomorrow, Representative Tracy Mann, the big first congressional district representative, he's going to be here in Manhattan at the Kansas Farm Bureau, and he's going to have a special guest with him. House Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Glenn G.T. Thompson will be joining him. He's a representative from Pennsylvania. They'll be visiting agriculture businesses in the 1st Congressional District. They're in Garden City today, Manhattan tomorrow around 1:30. So we'll have an opportunity to get with him and find out what's going on as far as agriculture and maybe the farm bill a little bit here tomorrow. So be looking for that later this week in our newscast.
I'll likely be out there. I figure that'll be my assignment.
Possibly so.
I don't have city commission Tuesdays, so it frees up my schedule a bit.
Yeah. That's right. No city commission tomorrow, and no city commission next week either since it's a fifth Tuesday.
Yeah, we're clear through April on any city meetings.
School board will meet on Wednesday, and we will have them on In Focus coming up on Wednesday. Coming up tomorrow, it'll be Pottawatomie County Day. Not sure who we're going to have in yet. We'll find that out a little bit later on during the commission meeting, so... Stay tuned for that.
All right. And as always, these entire programs archived at newsradiokman.com. The GMCF Community Hour is coming up shortly. And as a reminder, 2:30 p.m., North Carolina State versus K-State women's basketball coverage starts here. Stephen Schaefer will be in shortly to produce, and Dave Lewis will have the call, so to speak. We'll be back.